These vaccines are intended to be free. No one should have to pay a copay, especially if they are on Medicare, and many of the private insurance companies are waiving copays as well. So we're concerned that there are likely to be scammers that will raise their heads and say, hey, if you give us this money, then you can get in line earlier, or it costs $250, but if you just give us $79, you can get it for a discount.
Alan Ormsby, the state AARP director for Utah, says while they have not yet heard reports of these types of scams in Utah, there have been stories of calls like this in other parts of the nation.
Look out for those red flags of someone calling you and offering something that is unique or special to you, especially if there's any kind of cost associated with it. The second you hear somebody say, and it's only this price, you know it's a scam.
Ormsby says it's important to remember that there really aren't legitimate shortcuts to receive the vaccine sooner. At this point, it's a matter of waiting for local health departments to have the needed doses. And when it comes to those doses, Ormsby says he is glad to see the state prioritizing people over age 70 and those in assisted living facilities, and wants to see this soon expanded to other adults under 70 who have comorbidities.
It's going to always be difficult to kind of set those bars wherever they are. But we would love to see the governor's office and the health department start to figure out ways to openly and transparently categorize that and then get those people next in line.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.